Hello, I'm Roy Leveson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm making this audio from my office in my home on Sunday afternoon. Thank God my home is in Plano, Texas. Kathy Davidson is seated to my left in my office. I want to talk somewhat about this woman. Back in June of 2008, last part of June, I was speaking on a Sunday morning, and I said my ancestors were sent to America for me to preach the gospel. That I did not know. After the program, Kathy came up to me and started talking to me about she believed she was a descendant of someone on the Mayflower. And frankly, I thought, what are you doing up here talking to me? But sometimes I'm aloof, as you think, which is not true. Sometimes I'm not sure who you are, what you're up to. So I don't listen intently. Sometimes I wonder, who could this person be? I never put Kathy out of my heart or mind after those days. I had known her somewhat since 1984, but I knew not much about her. I knew that she was married and had four children, lived in Frisco, and I'd been invited to their home two or three times. Once on Thanksgiving, to have Thanksgiving dinner with them. Isn't that right?
That is right.
Right. I'd been asked to eat with certain people on Thanksgiving, that particular Thanksgiving, and I said, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. And, of course, the ones I said that to were not very happy with me. But that's not unusual. And then, if I recall, I got a phone call from this woman. Is that right?
I think I talked to you at church. That was the first and only time we ever invited you to dinner.
Well, that was what I was coming to.
Yeah.
So it was at church.
Yeah.
And we talked.
Right.
And tell me, do you remember what I said?
I think you said, I'm supposed to go eat at your house.
That's exactly what I said. And I knew it. But I never said it to anybody. But I said it to you. I was there at dinner. Thanksgiving, it was nice. I enjoyed it. I never knew what that meeting meant at all. I just didn't. And over the years, I had little interest in Kathy. I must say, there was a time that she would come to my meetings, and I would see her in the hall over by my office, and she'd say, "Tonight, I'm going to get rid of some of this Jezebel in me." You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I thought, "Lady, I don't know if you're a Jezebel." Well, she had it somewhat right. It was witchcraft in her.
Right.
No, she was never a Jezebel. But she did that numerous times, whatever numerous means. And it wouldn't be but a few minutes after she entered, after my meeting opened, God would start delivering her from witchcraft. And I was impressed that she knew what was in her and that she knew she could get rid of it. And that meeting, at my meetings. Now, go back past June 08, forward, July 4th, 08, things that developed in 08. November of 08, I was in my kitchen praying at night. Came into my spirit, called her. I called her. I said, "Are you alone?" She said, "Yeah." And I spoke a few words with her. I wasn't sure what was going on at all. We talked two or three times after that. And in December of 08, God was talking to me about a woman that I had little interest in. And I knew it was God. I wasn't sure what God wanted done with her. But my life changed somewhat, but not completely. And I could see that I was to help her, minister to her, talk to her, get to know her. Sometime about the middle of December, she and her ex-husband were sitting at the church before an evening meeting. They were in a van, theirs. I walked toward that van when I got out of my car. I walked to her, and her ex-husband opened the door. And I said, "Kathy, I believe you're a prophetess of God. If you have something that God wants to say to me through you, speak and I'll listen." And I turned and walked off. I'm not sure that night or the next morning I received an email. And she said, "Well, you should know, I want you to know, this prophetess came out of your heart." I thought, "Well, she seems to think she's a prophetess." I was comfortable with that. I knew my exchange with her was God. It wasn't but a few days she came to Plano to live with me, all ordained by God. Shortly after she arrived, she told me about Smith Wigglesworth and how she was going to do the same works that Smith Wigglesworth did.
I have to correct you.
Thank you.
That's not what I said.
Tell me what you said.
An angel was standing next to me while I was reading. God directed me to read Smith Wigglesworth. And the angel said, do you want this?
Oh, keep talking. Right. You see, I can take correction. Look, this is a great friend of mine.
And I, knowing what the angel through God was saying, it was going to come at a steep price. And I said, yeah, I do. I want it. Still say that. But I never said to you that I was going to do the works of Smith Wigglesworth, but that God had asked me if I wanted it.
Thank you. See, how
and
easy.
And then your answer was great.
What was it?
That's all well and good. But you're going to learn how to walk with me first.
Yeah. Hallelujah. That was kind of a shock to you, wasn't it? No shock. Humble yourself, Norm. You know, I had a walk with this woman. And she's a prophetess, folks. Don't think she's not.
You know, I told you years ago that God came to my house one day, and the power of God came on me. The anointing was very, very strong. And he said, I want you to go back in your bedroom, and I want you to read about Deborah.
Right.
And God was ministering to me, and this was years ago, that I had a ministry like Deborah's. I wouldn't tell anybody. I figured, my God, I'm a religious freak or something's happened. I can't say this to anybody ever. And then one day you were praying and it finally came out. But I love what you said when I finally got the nerve to tell you what God had told me. And you said, well, Kathy, you know what a prophetess is? And I said, no. And he said, a servant.
Amen.
And that settled that whole issue. A prophetess, all just servants.
You know, your ex, who was a very aggressive to be seen a man, during those days started talking about Deborah. And I thought, what are you talking about Deborah for? What are you speaking of Deborah for? I don't think this is the right spirit talking. Well, it wasn't. But that was Satan trying to destroy, really, what you are. It's taken me a long time. I'm slow to hear, slow to believe. Frankly, I'm slow to speak. That's good. The other's not so good. But I thought, this woman is certainly a Deborah. Certainly a Deborah. And coming out of my heart, a Deborah. Well, Deborah had to come out of somebody's heart. So I listened to her. I've watched her. I've lived with her now almost 7 years. She's humble and she's strong. And she can be rebellious. And I've watched it. I watched God deal with her. One day she was upset at me, early, 9 probably. She was upset, and she said, I'm going to ride my bike. Go ahead. Everybody, she takes off to the south 5 miles on a bike trail. Oh, she's mad. She's hot at Doyle. She thought Doyle was like a lot of other men she'd met, overbearing. Arrogant. No, not so. I said, fine, have a good trip. She had a flat tire and a white dove flew right up by her.
Actually, a white dove met me.
Oh, come on, tell it. Tell it.
Where I was turning around, there was a white dove. Dove came to me right by the bicycle. Stood there for several minutes. I was amazed at how close the dove was and how it was like it was communing with me. I knew it was the Spirit of God. And I finally turned to head north, and the dove flew right beside me for about, right at my eye level for about, 30, 45 feet. Right. And then wham, flat tire.
Glory.
I mean, instant flat tire. And I knew exactly what had happened.
Right.
I'm with you, and this is what I do with rebellious people.
Right. I have to tell you, we were lying on the bed, fully clothed, talking, and you tried to kick me off. Glory. I said, have good success. Amen. So, we're telling just about every good thing about us. But God was raising this woman up as a prophetess. That's what she is. She spoke to me several times. Strong words. Strong words. Amen. She's not afraid to speak forth God's words. She gets a little nervous afterwards occasionally, but I've been there. And I say, Kathy, just relax. I believe this is God. Don't be afraid. I've watched God lead her out of one big mess. Big mess. Victoriously. Beautiful. Now God's hand is upon her. Amen. In the book of Samuel, is that right?
That's right.
Would you read some scripture that I pointed you out to and ask you to look for?
1 Samuel 16:4, and Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peaceably?
Right. Well, I've read that, taught it, spoke it, very few people tremble when I show up. Very few. Most of them would like to have a hatchet and cut my head off. I'm not afraid of them. They don't bother me. They don't bother me at all. I know who I am in the Lord. It is Jesus the apostle, Jesus the prophet, Jesus the teacher, Jesus, the pastor. Jesus, the evangelist in me. And I know that. And I'm nothing. And I know that. And it doesn't make any difference to tell you that I know that. Because you're so arrogant and prideful that you think you could instruct God. And I laugh at you. Thank God. Now, Kathy D is certainly a prophetess, the same stature, caliber as Deborah. Never said that till right now. She never heard these words. Actually, I wanted to go ride my bike. Now, be there now. God said, no. Bicycle, you don't need to ride today. Good. But this woman is anointed of God, a prophetess. And I tell you, you might should listen. I've experienced the anointing of God in her to an apostle, prophet, being Doyle, April, I believe it's the 4th, 15, on the floor in this house, just 20 feet from where I'm sitting. And I couldn't get up. You can read about it. She came, started speaking to me. It was on a Saturday night. Started speaking to me. Immediately, life was in my spirit. I knew it was God speaking to her. Within minutes, I was up. I laughed. I said, I got to make an audio. She said something like this. Do you remember what she said? It's posted. Something about if I showed any weakness, she's going to shut this thing off. Is that right?
That's right.
Right. Well, I didn't. But I'll tell you what. God, that night, started deliver me from sins of his people or my soul. Sins of his people that wanted to kill me, wanted me dead so they could go on in their sins and live it up and end up in the devil's hell. And I rarely ever use that word or that phrase, devil's hell. I just rarely use it. Amen. But God has been bringing me out of bondages, of sins, of God's people ever since April, I think it's the 4th, Saturday night. Then the next morning, then Thursday, he's been bringing me out. I'm overcoming sins that God's people have put on my soul and persecuted it. Would you read the Psalm 143, verse 3, 4, and 5. Don't leave, folks. I'm not through.
Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate.
Continue, finish this.
I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me unto the land of uprightness. Quicken me, Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant.
Thank God. March 79, God told me, he sent me to a nation. It's much different, and I'm going to say it. And they wouldn't hear me. It's much longer. That nation was America. My God, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Amen. 1980, January, he sent me to Plano. You can read about my ministry. It's no small thing. It's been very successful. Steps ordered by the Lord. Read about my finances. Read and see how God leads me. Unlike any other ministry you can find in the world. Concerning money, you won't find one like it with this kind of authority and this kind, this large area that's ministered to 7 days a week. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. And I brought forth fruit by the Spirit of God and the Father and Jesus. Read about it. Thank God. I've sensed America was on the verge of destruction. Not long back, I realized the first time Psalm 23, I'd walked through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil. And I said, my goodness, I walked in the shadow of death for several years. Satan tried to kill me. I resisted dying. I'm not sure how many times. Maybe a couple dozen in the present of someone always, beginning with Kathy D. I'd push death off. And after a little bit, I was fine. I realized how close to death I'd been. I remember one morning, 1-2 a.m. I'd had an open night. And I said to KD, well, I didn't die, or I'm still alive or something. Thank God. We laughed, both of us. Amen. Thank God. My friend, when your close friends want to kill you, people you trust in, people that you thought were for you, when in fact their hearts wanted you dead, that'll shake you a little, but not very long. They wanted to kill Jesus. John 8. They finally did. Killed his body. Gave up the ghost. When he was ready, when the Father was ready for him to do it, got him back. I've been very afraid for America. But you're blind, people. Every preacher in America is blind. Amen. Thank God. America in great trouble. This morning, which is not unusual, I did not know what Kathy Dee was going to speak on. Rarely do I know. So she opens her mouth, and I sit there, and I thought, my goodness, girl. Well, that's the way I know her. I know her as a prophetess as well. And I listen to what she says. And I test it to be true. But when she started talking about God moved on David to number Israel, I started thinking, my Lord, Kathy, do you know what you're saying? Did you know Israel was almost destroyed because of God's anger? And I thought, did you know America is on the fringe of being destroyed by God and will be along with the rest of the world? As you know, in my spirit, I'm convinced that when God told me in the 1970s he had no one to do this job that I have except me, I was startled. My response, you can read about it on my website, was amazing. But my friends, let me tell you, America and the world is approaching destruction. It won't be many years. America is a blessed nation full of fools. All they think about is money, houses, cars, vacations, retirement, little work, days off. So I want to tell you something about this prophetess, Kathy Davidson. God arranged by the Spirit through me for her to get the last name Davidson. I'm not going to say anymore, but he had a reason. And let me tell you, the name Davidson has been in radio and television since 1981. Radio, television, 1984. Shortwave, 1992. Amazing. That's why I can say it. God made sure you got my last name. Now, listen, watch her message that was done this morning, 10 a.m., Water of Life Church, Plano, Texas. And a great message and a great bunch of ministers of song followed after I said very few words. So listen But let me tell you, folks, America is on the verge every day of God having America destroyed because of the wickedness of the church preachers since 1970, the month of June. I've stood as an intercessor in America and interceded before God. Last Thursday night, this past, I was in the back room writing. Kathy D was in with her computer. I got on the bike. I'd ridden 20 miles already that day. And I heard the word moderation. And I thought God was talking to me about moderation in everything I do. That includes bike riding. I like exercise. I'm strong. For about 2 months, I hardly rode. September and October. Then I started back and I'm at about 4 or 5 weeks. 152, but the rest of them were 100 miles. This past week, 80. But Thursday, I ran into a spirit. It's been, I was actually overcoming it. That's been trying to kill me for several years. And I had pain that I'd not had before in my body. And I got off of my bike. I said, stationary. But I said, I can't do this. Kathy D took me just across the hall and down one room to her office. And I sat there. I started praying, Lord, judge of the old earth, would you slay the righteous with the wicked? Let me far from you, Lord, to slay the righteous with the wicked. Listen, I was a bit afraid, and I wasn't about to shut my mouth, but to stand up to the judge of the old earth. You can read about this. I kept it up. The pain was not funny. Will you slay the righteous with the wicked, Lord? Let be far from you. To slay the righteous with the wicked. Then my heart said, you better establish your righteousness. And I went. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I condemn it in Jesus' name. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Now listen to this, and their righteousness is in the Lord, saith the Lord. I kept that up. The pain now begins to weaken, lessen. You can read on my website that Thursday night all I posted. after 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Pain was gone. I said to Katie, let's go eat. I'm hungry. Went and had a taco. They got Friday. I think, must have been, was it Saturday? Pain, my goodness. So my daily program, it did hurt. I overcame it. And you can watch the broadcast. I overcame the pain. I overcame a spirit that had been trying to kill me for several years. Thank God. The pain is gone. I did that on the set, you know?
Yeah.
It's been gone ever since. But let me tell you, I overcame that spirit. But now I'm battling some sin associated with that spirit that wanted me dead. So they could continue in their sins. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. This is Noel Davidson from his office in his home, Plano, Texas, alone with Kathy D. doing this audio. I'm finished for now. God bless you. Good day, Noel Davidson.